The COVID-19 pandemic has been a difficult time for everyone as it ripples into all aspects of our lives, but that also makes it a historic time. That was one of the first challenges confronting Maggie Weatherby when she started a new job in March.
On my first day as the head of collections at the Washington State Historical Society, I had to make a plan for my team to work remotely, and I had to enact it.
That plan now includes collecting artifacts from Washingtonians documenting the pandemic here. Weatherby told me that collecting now will help future historians understand our experiences.
Museums have never really had an opportunity to do this. If you look at what we have in our collection, for instance, from the 1918 pandemic, we don't have a lot of information because people weren't actively collecting. It was a crisis people were getting through, and then places were trying to collect in the aftermath of that. Right now, museums have this really amazing opportunity and also a challenge where we are living in this pandemic, and this moment in history is important for us to document in every way possible so that in 100 years, when scholars and researchers and epidemiologists even want to look back at what happened, we have a great record of it.
What kind of things are you looking for to document this pandemic?
As of right now, we have over 200 submissions, and really we're looking for anything anyone wants to tell us. We've gotten pictures of kids playing at night in the street because there are less people then. We're really excited to be receiving essential worker letters and other materials for people who are out there on the front lines. We're really hoping to collect some more stories of people in their own words. So a video of you talking about your experience, or we are getting some of the hand washing song videos.
Alexa, sing the hand washing song.
Okay, here we go. Wash your hands, everybody. Everybody, wash your hands.
Anything anyone has that they think would be worth preserving, just contact us. We're happy to talk to you.
I think it's interesting that you're living through this pandemic while also trying to put it into historical perspective at the same time. How important do you think this will be to historians of the future?
I think part of what we do in museums is collect not knowing exactly what the key pieces or the key takeaways will be from an experience. I think it's important for people to remember that you might have something even in your own family history that might be helpful. So I am quarantined on the other side of the mountains with my mom. And I was working on the 1918 materials from my computer, and she stopped me and said, "Oh, did you not know that your great-great-great, maybe one more great, grandmother survived?" And I think We're even interested in recording things like that. If your family has a story about the 1918 pandemic, tell us.
Well, that's fascinating. And given the fact that all the families are spending so much time so close together now, I mean, those conversations can definitely happen.
And I really think that's part of the reason why we're getting such wonderful submissions. People are being so thoughtful about it because I think they have time to really talk together and listen and document what's going on in their lives and see how it relates to the past.
Once you have all these artifacts, what is the plan? Is there going to be a display at some point?
Yes, we will eventually have an exhibition related to these materials. But in a broader sense, what will happen is what happens with everything in our collection. It will be preserved and cared for by our staff, and it will be documented to the best of our ability. It's really our job and our mission in collections to think about making sure that the stories and the physical artifacts and the digital artifacts that you're sending us will be preserved for the next generations to come.
Maggie, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck with the project.
Thank you so very much. We're so excited to be sharing this project.
Wash your hands, everybody. Everybody, wash your hands. So here's a song. Sing along. Tell germs nope, grab the soap.
Maggie Weatherby is the head of collections at the Washington State Historical Society. You can find a link for submitting your own COVID-19 materials in a story at our website, knkx.org. That's also where you'll find some photos of artifacts that others have submitted.